Jody Hazenberg has been growing gardens in Naknek for 21 years. Today, she has 5 greenhouses and supplies locals as well as 2 lodges with produce.
And they said, you cannot grow corn in Alaska. Well, I've had corn for 10 years, every year, so.
How do you do it?
You put the seed in the ground and you water it. I'm telling you, it's as simple as that.
Hazenberg moved from Southern California 31 years ago. She says she started gardening because she missed green vegetation. She originally started with just selling flowers, but later saw a demand for produce. Today, her business is called Jody's Ideas. It's nestled in right next to her house.
Guys would come into that retail, the big one, just before this one was here, and they go, where's the groceries? Got anything to eat? You know, and I went, just like a guy, you always want to eat, you know? And it dawned on me, I says, well, I guess, yeah, that's next. Start growing food.
Tomatoes are her specialty, as she went to a tomato growing school in Arizona. But Hazenberg grows everything, including corn, melons, herbs, flowers, greens, roots, apple trees, peppers, and squash. She said there's nothing she won't try to grow.
Well, that's what happened with the ghost peppers. One of my friends says, the hottest pepper there is a ghost pepper. I bet you can't grow that.
You did it.
And I did it.
Sure enough, she has a plant with a dozen ghost peppers sprouting. Hazenberg has 3 greenhouses that support mostly flowers and some produce. But her larger structures are 2 tunnels, which are almost exclusively produce. She built them last year after receiving a grant through the 4-acre group. Ironically, the money originates from the Pebble Mine, but Jody is a strong anti-mine activist. On our tour, she is wearing her anti-Pebble Mine hat.
I asked them at the meeting, I says, just because I'm getting money from Pebble, does that mean I have to affiliate with them? Because I'm 100% anti. And they said, oh, no, you don't, no. I said, okay, because no, Pebble Mines cannot be. It will kill the fishing industry. And all of us would be out of here. There'd be nobody living in these villages then.
She's on her 3rd harvest of the season now. She starts seeding in March inside her house to keep the plants warm and transplants them in April. For this to all be financially feasible, Hazenberg has 2 other gigs. She owns Redline Taxi and mows 20 lawns in the community. She's either on the clock or on call 24/7. She says at the end of the day, she's probably only making $4 an hour. Plus, she often has grandkids to take care of, too.
The labor of love, for sure. Sometimes I get outside and I'm doing all the work that I'm doing. I mean, I'm no kidding. I've sat there and go, why am I doing it? And somebody will come up behind me and say, thank you for doing what you do. I was like, okay, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
The bug's calling.
He did. What a silly bug. These different people didn't come right when I needed them.
Grandma, you squished
it. Who knows? I might have gave up.
Grandma, you squished
it. Okay, thanks. 3 times she told me that. Got it.
There have been other challenges with gardening in Alaska. The constant summer sunlight is tricky. Hazenberg says she's hoping to implement man-made shade in the future. Surprisingly, heat is an issue. The tunnels are well insulated and can reach temperatures upwards of 120 degrees Fahrenheit. To counteract this, Hazenberg has fans, vents, and sometimes she opens the main garage-like door. The ideal temperature for the plants is 80 degrees. She also has radios on in every greenhouse to ward off bears. Hazenberg says she's forever learning how to garden. A few years back, a friend told her how to improve her corn.
You have to shake the little pollens so that they can pollinate the seeds or the ears that are growing down below. See, there you go, that was a good one. This is why they're so close too, so that if I don't shake them like this, that the wind is gonna pollinate some. You can see I've been shaking all this. Seed everywhere.
Hazenberg says her favorite part is supplying fresh, local produce to the community. She doesn't even use pesticide on her plants, so she and her grandkids will eat snap peas fresh off the stem.
Not very plump yet.
They're good though, and they're good tasty, for you.
And they're good for you, that's right.
Hey, look, that one looks ready too.
Oh, you're right. I want to share that one with you because I want to bite.
Yeah, I know. I just showed
you. That's a good one. Good job.
Then I get the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I love peas.
in the future, Hazenberg says she's entertaining the idea of creating an afternoon delight type of place, renovating an old boat in a seating area for people to drink tea and enjoy the nature. As the gardens start to produce more, she might even do an all-you-can-eat-and-pick $10 deal. In Naknek, I'm Caitlin Tan.